worship you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the precious name of Jesus. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We say to him be all the glory and the praise in the name of Jesus. Speaking tonight on the subject, your preservation in the Word. Your preservation in the Word. And our objective tonight is to understand how the Word of God preserves the life of the saint. How does the Word of God preserve the life of the saint? Psalm 107, verse 20. He said, he sent his word and healed them and rescued them from destruction. He sent his word and healed them and rescued them, delivered them from their destruction. I am fully aware that there are many seated here today, including the speaker, this preacher, that would have been forgotten long ago if not for the power of God and his word. Do I have any witness in the house here? How does God's word preserve our lives? Jesus Christ was the word and is the word personified. When they came to take him, he said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it again. John chapter 10 verse 18. No, you can't determine my existence. You can't determine how long I live. That is the word itself, himself speaking. I'm looking at seven channels by which the word brings us preservation and rescue from destruction. Number one, the word of God brings supernatural light to tackle the forces of darkness. Brings supernatural or spiritual light to tackle the forces of darkness. Psalm 105, he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word is light. Verse 130 of Psalm 119 also said, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And then Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8 also said that God sent a word into Jacob and it had lighted upon Israel. And the assignment of that word is to pierce darkness. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void and darkness was everywhere. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That light came and put darkness where it belongs. Where it belonged. In John chapter 1 verse 5, he said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The realm of the occult is the realm of darkness. There are people who are caught short before their time by occultic power. The realm of witchcraft is the realm of darkness. There are people who are wasted before their time by forces of witchcraft. The realm of curses is the realm of darkness. Ancestral curses, generational curses, all dwell in the realm of darkness. But any day you carry light, you are a darkness commander. A commander of darkness. Any day, any time. Commander of the darkness of witchcraft. Commander of the darkness of the occult. Commander of the darkness of ancestral generational curse. The day that darkness will bow for light will never come on earth. So tonight, once you go for light, you have gone for victory. Once you go for light, you have gone for mastery. Once you connect light, you have connected conquest. That is what the word gives you. Such that it will never be said when you die, when the time comes, that a witch killed him. A wizard killed her. A native doctor finished him. It's an abomination. It is like saying that a chicken killed a lion. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. It is like saying that a lizard killed an elephant. It's an abomination. It will never be said, even if the native doctors are 1 million. One ray of light is enough to make a difference in gazillions of darkness. I speak to someone here today. Every force of darkness currently reigning and ruling around your life and your destiny, they bow for fire. They bow for the light of God's word. In Jesus' precious name. Number two, the word of God fuels our faith, and faith shields. The word of God fuels faith, and faith shields from disaster and destruction. The word of God fuels faith, and faith shields from disaster and destruction. In Romans chapter 10 and in verse 8, he said, this is the word. What saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word of God is the word of faith. Verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Acts chapter 14, from verse 1 all the way to verse 8, we don't have the time to read it, but Paul was preaching, and the Bible said, a crippled man who sat at Lystra heard Paul. Go on. Keep going. Then there were aware of feet and fled. Go ahead, Lystra. And there they preached the gospel, verse 8 now. And there sat a certain man in at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speaking. Who steadfastly, you ran too fast, verse 9. Who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Now, as Paul spoke the word, it fired faith into the man's heart. Every contact with word is contact with faith. Even as I speak now, somebody's faith is being charged. And what is the assignment of faith? Faith shields you from disaster. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Above all, taking 16, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, verse 16. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the what they call fiery darts, are arrows. We live in a world of flying arrows. Somebody was walking in the motor park. Used to know him many, many years ago. Almost 30 years ago. And then suddenly, that was it. He ran into an arrow. Driver was driving on the highway between Otukwa and Makodi. And somewhere around Aliede, he said, the passenger said, they should go and eat themselves. He stopped and the passengers went out to urinate and come. He put his head on the steering. And when they come, said, driver, can we go? He has taken off. We live in a world of flying arrows. One day I was walking in my parlor and I just felt, and then I began, my children ran out and said, daddy, what's happening? I said, I'm fighting. Because I felt an arrow and I retrieved it. Sent it back to sender. One day I was in an aircraft. I felt an arrow. Terrible arrow. I've never felt a thing like that before. Return back to where you... We live in a world of flying arrows. And the devil tries his best all the time. Because he knows his time is short. So he's doing a lot of overtime. But he will never catch you. That is why you need to move about with the shield of faith. So you don't end as a casualty. You don't end as a casualty. You don't end suddenly as a casualty. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Shields you. Faith gives you victory. So the word of God charges your faith. And faith guarantees your victory. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Overcomer means you are not an undergoer. The overcomer is the opposite of the undergoer. Do you see what I'm undergoing? Do you see what I'm passing through? No. The overcomer is on top. The undergoer is under. Am I communicating at all? From any angle the devil came from, you are equal to the task. Equal to the task. Equal to the task. Per day, per night, per time. Equal to the task. Get ready. Something is happening to you tonight. Faith is relevant to keep you alive. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Not just by church attendance. By his faith. Not just by going to church. By his faith. Congratulations for going to church. Very, very good. But in addition to church going, your faith must be sharp. Your faith must be alive. Your faith must be drastic. Do you know the reason why? Because there are so many devils and witches and wizards that are surprised that you are still alive. We live in a very, very wicked, bitter world. Your very existence is an annoyance to people. And then when you succeed a little, it is hypertension to others. And then when you are extremely successful, it is stroke for other people. They don't mind you being on the ground. But that you made a difference, that you are somewhere, is an irritation, is an aggravation. So they rise up with a bitterness that is as strong as witchcraft. And you need to be charged up in faith. So the expectations of the wicked concerning your life does not by mistake come to pass. I prophesy to somebody here, by mistake, the expectations of the wicked will never come to pass in your life. It will never come to pass in your life. It will never come to pass in your life. They will never come to pass in your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is very, very critical about the word. The word of God fuels faith, and faith shields from disaster and destruction. Thirdly, the word of God connects us with power. And power positions us in victory. The word of God connects us with power, and power positions us in victory. How do I say so? The word of God, contact with word is contact with raw, rugged, brutal, primitive, apostolic power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4, he said, but where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Luke chapter 4 verse 32, the Bible said, his word was with power. His word was with power. Verse 36, with authority he commanded unclean spirits, and they went out. What a word is this, they said. For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. That is word and power. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 5, linking us, he said, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. So the gospel always flows with power. The word of God flows with power. And then you have Hebrews chapter 1. And in verse 3, Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3, he said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. That is power. What will power do? Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power. This power coming from the word of his mouth. And the power makes you to tread on serpents and to tread on scorpions and to tread on and to tread over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any mistake, any circumstance, any happenstance, any accident, any satanic incidents, any orchestration, any maneuvering, any. I'm just looking for what to use. That is this thing mistakenly happened and he died. Not you. Doctor made a mistake. Not you. It was not meant for him before, but just a stray bullet. Not you at all. Nothing shall by any means. Nothing shall by any mistake. Nothing shall by any oversight. Oversight. There was an oversight. Nothing shall by any oversight. Nothing shall by any oversight hurt you. We're in Boko last night. Woman had been operated upon, had cesarean session, brought out a child, and doctors left surgical packs and packs Gauze and pads. Just the gauze itself with the rope of it, the handle of it. And left it right inside. Then the operation site had incisional hernia bulged like this. That is to say that the muscles were not opposed together, and so the wound broke down inside. Only the skin is holding it, so the intestine is literally viscerized. This larynx opposed to the abdomen. The two muscles, the rectus abdominis muscles, are not opposed. And this, she was in pain day and night, but she said, she kept seeing me every night, laying hands on her in the dream for 2 months. After 2 months, what they forgot inside came out. Without a second surgery, it came out in the toilet. She brought it yesterday night. Oh, yes. Next thing, she came with a bulged, distended hernia, incisional hernia. By this morning, it's deflated. It is not. Nobody's mistake shall lead you to premature death. Nothing shall by any mistake. Nothing shall by any mistake. We're in Enugu. Another cesarean session that was badly handled. And then there was the urinary bladder was merged together with the uterus or the lower cervical area. And then there was the vesicovesical fistula, which means that there is a connection between the urine place and the female reproductive tract, meaning that urine is coming out continuously. That is, continuously urine is dripping. So she wearing pampers continuously, matured woman, smell of urine all the time. Jehovah healed it at our crusade. Am I communicating? That is why you need the word. So you can be connected to power. So that nothing shall by enemies. It's not in your dream that they will suffocate you. It is not in the daytime that they will suffocate you. It is not by the power of armed men that they will finish you. Nothing by any means. Whether in the realm of the spirit, or in the realm of the physical, or in the realm of the occult, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Are you getting anything here tonight? The word of God connects us with power, supernatural power, position source of victory. Number 4, the word in the heart is a shield against the arrows of destruction. The word in the heart is a shield against arrows of destruction. Power is on someone right down there. While the word of God is being preached, power is free to flow. Psalm 91 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Why? His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. What is His truth? Thy word is truth. John 17:17b. Thy word is truth. His truth, said by revelational equation, therefore, you can say, His word shall be thy shield. I said many years ago, what shields your heart from arrows of destruction is word in your heart. What shields your life? I called it resident revelation. Not the one you look for when you are challenged, the one that resides there. Am I communicating? The one that if the devil wakes you up in the night, you are aware that as a standing corn of wheat, I am not permitted to be cut short until it is time. You are aware that he died young for me to live long. He tasted premature death so I can taste longevity. Day or night, you are aware. Am I communicating at all? It is called resident revelation. That is my personal. Yes. Sabi. And I said that time, don't walk about with an uncovered chest. When there is no word of God that you can hold on to, then neither is it is in your subconscious realm. That is what makes the devil to come. And you are not, they are not able to pursue and you are able to run. No, it's not possible. You know, your physical relationship with the world affects your spiritual reactions in the realm of the unconscious. When you are asleep and then they come looking for you, how you are in the day with the world determines how you react when they see. One day I finished demons until when I woke up, I was almost feeling guilty. I wasted them a mass. So whoever this group of people are that came like this, not one of you survived, not one. It's only in heaven will know. Those who were buried before time because they matched electric cable. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Very, very important. Very, very important. His truth shall be thy shield. They gave you poison to drink and you are drinking it and it's entering their stomach. You are just drinking it, it's backfiring, and then they are dying. What everything they are expecting from you is happening to them. And they say, what kind of person is this? Are you following what I'm saying here today? That hypertension they sent to you, that diabetes, is returning 100-fold back to sender. That stroke and paralysis they have sent to you is returning 1,000 times back to senders. The infection they've sent to you is returning 1,000 times back to sender. If you are saying amen, shout a louder believer, say amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hands to take your seat. And you know, batteries run down and they need to be charged. Like car batteries, right? Phone batteries, right? In the same manner. Continuously recharge your light and your insight. The things you knew last year need to be recharged this year. Need to be recharged continuously. You need fresh light, fresh fire to tackle fresh forces of darkness. Dr. Mizanetia was listening to one message today on our way back in the air. What was the title? Fulfilling Your Days. She said, this message is so powerful. I told her, I said, I will listen to it again myself. So you come afresh and then it charges you up afresh. And then you walk with audacity, with rascality. And they are looking at you and they are wondering why you are still there. And you are telling them, I will outlive all of you witches and wizards. Longest time after you have all died, we are still here. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Longest time after they have faded away like chickens, we are still here. Somebody shout power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The word of God. Number 5, the word of God in the mouth of the saint moves angel to excel in strength and power. That word that you didn't just put in your heart, but it's also in your mouth, moves angel to excel in strength and power. Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. So you give voice to the word, and the angels excel in strength and power to do what? Psalm 34, verse 7. This is what they do. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and he delivereth them. So as you speak, you move angels on assignment. You just position them to do things. Then those who are qualified for wasting are wasted. Those who are qualified for the sword are given the sword. Those who deserve hunger receive hunger. Those who deserve paralysis receive it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Those who deserve nightmare and insomnia, sleepless night, they receive it. Because there are some people the Lord does not want to lay to rest in a hurry. He wants them to feel the pain of what they cause others. They just feel it for a while before they are laid to rest. And also to make them see that their negative prophecies come to pass. Hear me? There are people today who have suffered, people in your family. Listen to this. The time will come when such demons will be begging to die. Because their suffering on earth is too much. They will be begging to die. Lord, let me die so I can rest. And God said, no, suffer it a bit. Feel what they felt. And it will happen. It will happen. Not gradually. Not eventually. It will happen urgently. And immediately. In Jesus' precious name. Let's go very fast. Number six. The word in the mouth moves the Almighty into action on the behalf of his people. You can see that the word of God is very, very critical to the deliverance and the preservation of his people. The word of God in the mouth moves the Almighty to action in the behalf of his people. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. He said, speak, say to them, as truly as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. As truly as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24 to 25. He said, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord thy God that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh the diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and make their knowledge foolish. What do I use to frustrate the tokens of liars and make diviners mad? That confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers. You say it according to what the word says. He performs it. He fulfills it. He preserves your life. He makes diviners mad. He disappoints the devices of the crafty. Somebody say aloud, amen. So the word of God moves the Almighty into action. And finally, number seven, the word of God is God's bank of wisdom for the preservation of life, among other things. It's God's bank of wisdom. God's bank of wisdom. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 9. He said, the wise men are ashamed. That's the men of the world who think they are wise. They are dismayed and they are taken. They have become captives. They are taken captive. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And for that purpose, what wisdom is in them? None. Because they rejected the word and the wisdom is not in them, they are taken as captives. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24, he said, he that heareth these sayings of mine, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. So the word of God makes men wise. Luke 11, 49, he said, saith therefore also said the wisdom of God. I will send them prophets. The word of God is the wisdom of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. Dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word dwell richly in all wisdom. And of course, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. From a child, you have cherished the Holy Scriptures. You have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. So the word of God makes wise. And wisdom is responsible for life. Proverbs 13:14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 15:24. He said, Mahoshada, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell or from destruction beneath. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Ecclesiastes 7:17. He said, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time? So if you are wise, you live to fulfill your days. If you are foolish, you die before your time. And the word of God makes wise. What's the meaning of that? There are decisions the word of God will cause you to take or to make that will keep you alive. There are steps you take. There are moves you make. There are actions you avoid because of the word that makes you live. What is my counsel tonight? If the word of God will do all the things I have said, brings light, dissolving darkness, charges up your faith, and giving you victory from disaster, connecting you with power, shielding you from arrows of destruction, and then moving angel to action, moving the Almighty into action, giving you wisdom, what do you do? Number one, value the word. Value the word. Value the word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Value the word. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Value the word. Don't let days be passing. In fact, don't let the day pass until the word has stepped into your spirit. Don't let the day pass. Value the word. Number two, put the word in your heart. Put the word in your heart. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 22. Very interesting scripture. And I would like you to look at it. He said, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of your mother, the word. Bind the word continually on your heart. Keep them in your heart. Tie them around your neck. Do you know the meaning of that? Let it determine your life's direction. Let it determine your life direction. Let it determine where you look. You know, it is the neck that turns the head. Let it determine your life's direction. Let it determine where you face in life. After you have put it in your heart and you have tied it in your neck, look at this. This is one of the most interesting things you will read. When you go, the word in your heart and the word in your neck will lead you. When you sleep and you are not aware of the plans of the enemy, disasters here and there, when thou sleepest, it shall keep you. At the time when you can't keep yourself, at the time when you can't watch over yourself, at the time when, you know, the enemy sows tears in the night, the time when enemy sows tears, I think it was Matthew chapter 13 verse 24, 25, where he said, when men slept, his enemy sowed tears. At the time when the enemy is busy sowing tears. You know? It says the arrows that fly by day and destruction that, terror by night, arrows that fly in the day. At the time when the terror of the night is passing, you are asleep and you are not aware. The word in your heart, the word in your neck is keeping you. You say, you can sleep. Let me watch. You want to sleep well at night? Lay word in your heart. You want to sleep well? Lay word in your heart. My wife said, I'm the only one she knows that can sleep for 10 minutes and I've woken up and I've rested. And I can sleep for 15 minutes and I have woken up and I'm all right. And I can sleep for 3 and I've woken up and I'm all right. And at times I can, now this is figuratively, fall asleep before I lay on the bed. And that is virtually I have slept already before I laid on the bed. That is, you hit the bed as soon as you hit. See, there are people who will be tossing permanently looking for sleep. And before you can say, praise the Lord, the sleep has completed his life, his tenure. Hallelujah. And then you wake up refreshed. And then, I mean, you can't say that the devil pursued you. How? When thou sleepest, place it on the screen again. He shall keep you. And when you wakest, he shall talk with you. Hola, hola. The easiest way to begin to hear the voice of God is to be laying the word in your heart. Lord, what are you saying today? From the same word that you had been laying down, the voice is coming out of it. When thou wakest, it will talk to you. When thou wakest, it will talk to you. Am I communicating? Value the word. Put the word in your heart. And finally, put the word in your mouth. Don't let it remain in the heart. Give it expression. At the slightest occasion. Hallelujah. I am shouting for joy. Because I favor his righteous cause. I am saying continually, let the Lord be magnified. Psalm 35 verse 27. Who has pleasure in the prosperity of me, his servant. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. And I'm speaking life right now. And I shall live. And I shall fulfill my days. Let it come out of your mouth. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. The proof of belief is speech. Until you speak it, you are not believing it yet. At every occasion, stand in front of your mirror. This is a beautiful and wonderful creature of God. Daughter of destiny. Child of destiny. Headed somewhere to manifest. 1 billion devils can't stop this man. Can't stop this girl. Hey! Stand upon your feet with the shout of victory. 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 Hey, you guys. You matter. You matter to your generation. You are not wasting your time. You can't waste your life. You can't live as a failure. You. I'm talking to you. You can't live as a failure. Hey! And you can't die without succeeding. Rain the word on your life. Rain the word on your own life. Rain the word on your own life. Rain the word on your own destiny. Rain the rain of the word. Rain it on your children. 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 Rain it on your wife. Rain it on your loved ones. Let the word come out of your mouth. And let every occasion be an occasion that will make you speak word. Open your mouth and just speak some word right now. Concerning your life and your destiny. I shall fulfill my days. I shall be everything God wants me to be. I shall have everything God wants me to have. I shall reach my destiny in the land of the living. Everything God has in store for me, I shall realize.
Beyond the river.
In that cross, be my glory ever. Till my righteous soul
shall find rest beyond the river. In our cross, be my glory.
To keep the word in our heart. Where we read in Proverbs chapter 6. Now we also ask in Proverbs chapter 7 to write the word. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1 to 3. To write it My son, keep my words. Lay my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live. And my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them on the table of your heart. It's one thing to ask me to keep the word. I can do that maybe by meditating and thinking. But how do I write that inscribe on my heart? There is an instrument for that. Psalm 45 verse 1 to 2. There is an instrument that you can use to write. He said, my heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So as I am saying it, I am writing. As I speak it with authority, as I say it with audacity, I am inscribing matters on my heart. So that the time comes when the revelation has gained documentation. It's no longer what I just think. It's a document in my spirit. It's the pen of a ready writer. You know, talk is work. God rested from his work. Not that he carried block. He was talking. He was talking. And God rested from what? He carried block? No. Let there be light. There was light. Let there be this. There was this. Let there be that. There was that. After he finished talking, he rested. Talk is work. If you are not talking scriptures, you are not walking at all. Hallelujah. So before you sleep tonight, I want you to talk some talk. Don't live in assumption. Live by revelation. Don't think that things will work themselves out. I like this month. It is the month of word. For recovery. For release. Recovery and replication. Lift your hands and again and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am the head, not the tail, above only, never beneath. Father, you know the thoughts that you think towards me. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. To give me an expected end. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I shall come to the end you have in mind for me. I shall not end my journey on earth until I become everything you want me to become. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak it. Open your mouth and talk it. Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth.
Your soul shall find rest beyond the Jesus' name.
Lift your right hand and say, everything is working together for my good. Because I love God. And because I am called according to his purpose. Nothing is working against my life. Nothing can work against my life. Everything is working in my favor. Because I love God. Because I am called according to his purpose. Say after me, say, more
are with me
than those against me.
More
are with me
than those against me.
I am of God.
I am of God.
And I have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Open your mouth and establish that. Greater is he that is in me. Precious name. In Jesus' name. See after me, the spirit of him.
Is that over fire or what? Or maybe you're not hearing the feedback.
Say the spirit of him.
The spirit of him.
That raised up Christ.
That raised up Christ.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Dwells in me.
Dwells.
So the spirit.
So the spirit of God.
Quickens my mortal body. Every cell,
every cell,
every tissue,
every tissue,
every organ,
every organ,
every system,
every system,
every nerve,
every nerve,
every artery,
every artery,
every tendon,
every tendon,
every ligament,
every ligament,
every vein,
every vein,
every venule,
every venule,
every capillary of my body,
of my body
functions in the perfection of creation. My lungs,
my liver,
my heart,
my
kidneys, my brain,
my
nerves,
my
muscles, my
bones,
my pancreas,
my liver
are all functioning in perfection in the name of Jesus. My eyes,
my
ears, my nose,
my
intestines,
my
stomach,
my
urinary system, every system,
my
reproductive system,
every system
of my body
is functioning
in the perfection
of creation
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak it. Every system of my body is functioning in the perfection of creation. 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 Master. Jesus. And as we take the communion tonight, it will communicate that perfection. Take your seat 1 minute, everybody. Take a look at the clip, the crusade clip. Okay, it was church planting, church dedication, and apostolic invasion that turned into a crusade crowd like Yenagoa. Unfortunately, we have other programs on ground, like the youth convention going on, and we couldn't extend that crusade. But take a look at one night session of that crusade. on all sides of the road. People were. This woman was carried like this to the church for a long time. This was what the woman brought, the surgeons left in the body of that woman. Spirit of madness for many years. This one, broken waist. Broken waist. Locked shoulder. Tumor of the breast disappeared. The last woman you saw was playing basketball in the year of 1992 and fell down, broke her neck and broke her waist. Almost cord transection of the cervical cord there and then the lumbar from 1992, 29 years, almost 30 years. She became paralyzed. And then has urinated without control for 29 years. That is a urine flowed by themselves. No bladder control. She wears Pampers for 29 years until last night. Until last night. God healed the bladder. Bladder gained control. And she's walking as perfectly as you can see. From a paralysis that should have been capacitated in a wheelchair for years. Among many frightening miracles. And we say to God, be all the praise. Enugu Crusade is next week. If you have anybody, friends, loved ones, relations, please let them know. Let's go.
Ready. Enugu healing and deliverance crusade with Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Beckford.
Start again. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Pause and start from the beginning. Is there you do it well or you don't do it at all? Let your friends and loved ones in that area, in those areas know. Lift up your right hand and receive something transient tonight. I see the touch of God within the next 5-7 minutes for those in need of healing. Lift your right hand up. lift up your hands everywhere you are. Can you just stand up on your feet? By your mercy, O Lord, I'll lift worship. Lift your two hands everywhere you are. Amen. By your glory and grace, by your mercy, O Lord, I'll lift worship. Lift your hands high. High, high up. Eyes closed. You whisper that name, Jesus. You say, be still and know that I am God. Say, I have so much in store for you, far beyond what you can ever imagine. Just listen, what you can ever comprehend. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Does not enter the heart of man the things that I have prepared for those who love me. And I reveal them to them by my Spirit. And even in this season, the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of wisdom, guidance and direction is being released. You receive direction and instruction to do things a bit differently. To take some steps, make some moves that will drastically change your outcome. Lift your hands. The garment of disfavor is leaving, and the garment of acceptance is coming. He said, I'll make you a sign and a wonder to your generation. Those who despised you and those who thought you were wasting your time, you wouldn't need to preach to them. They will see your outcome and see your results. Yes, you will preach, but the outcome of your life will produce the results you desire. Lift up your hands. That is, the results you are going to get will weigh more than anything you could have said. They will beg you to follow you to your God. They will beg you to follow you to know your God. Lift your hands higher now. It's an atmosphere of visitation, an atmosphere of encounter, an atmosphere of release. Bring the hand down gradually. When I say one, two, three, by the time I say five, the hand is on your head at the fifth, five, and you don't shout anything. All you do is just whisper. That's right. That serpentine spirit. Get out! Yes, 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 yes. The unclean, foul demon, ugly monkey devil. Get out now! Mashakole barana kadilosh. Leperete setoreni galista. Let's pray on a heel, Sapila Dananish.
That conspiracy of death is broken right now. Coming out of the pit. That black mourning garment on your body is set on fire right now. Receive his touch of power.
Nobody shall exchange your life. Nobody shall exchange your favor. Nobody shall exchange your destiny.
Hey, hey, hey! I declare the reversal of every exchange now. The reversal of every demonic exchange now.
Those in need of new organs tonight, receive it. New lens, new eyeballs, new iris, new liver, new kidneys, new heart, new lungs, new pancreas. And I decree overnight divine visitation. The God of this commission, the mantle of this house, visit you overnight to tackle your battle.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Master, for hearing. In Jesus' precious name. Raise your hands and give him the praise. A woman testified yesterday. For almost 15 years. Spirit husband molested her every night. Married woman. And that every time the molestation happens, okay, and it happens the most near her cycle. Every time it happens, she knows her cycle is next day. And after the cycle, the demon returns back. After fire preaching last night, that demon returned to try to molest her. And according to the woman, he has already commenced the molestation. And then God's servant came, mantle of the commission. What are you doing here? And the demon tried to run. Fire! Fire! And that, with whip, that demon was roasted. She got her freedom after almost 15 years. Tonight, whatever has not let you rest, they shall be laid to rest.
And every human agent that will not let you rest, listen, Jehovah God will give them the final solution. The final solution. The final solution.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute.
God touched you just now. Quickly step forward here and let us see what God did for you. Someone is healed of the back, lower back. Somebody is healed of the hands, shoulder condition. Heat came upon somebody's chest to heal you of a chest affliction. Whatever is the affliction you came in, or you received an encounter just now, we do not have all the time. Quickly step forward within 5 minutes. The man in the white there, who is going out there, this is not the right time to go out. When people are being called forward, that's not the right time. That's contra signal. You let the call come down, then if you need to go out, you go out. Quickly give the Lord the praise.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After of work, there is darkness away. Jesus, my Savior and best. Oh, what a wonderful and passionate day. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy. I am telling, he made all my darkness become. When I am lost, my Savior must be the one for me. Heaven's been down and glory be my soul.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. I'm going to be praying for everyone here tonight, including anybody in the front here. You want to make tonight a new beginning in your life. You want your sins forgiven, and you want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You're saying, Pastor, I've lived the life I'm not meant to live. I have offended God in many ways. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Say it. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.